This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
President Trump, if you think the drug companies are going to line up and beg you to make sure that they make less money, you're kidding yourself.
The Health Ranger Report.
Any talk about healthcare reform that doesn't sock it to the drug companies is a total joke.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You're going to be shocked here, but I've got something really complimentary and positive to say about the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Yes, the FDA. Stand by, because you're going to hear the Health Ranger say something good about the FDA. And look, I criticize agencies when they deserve criticism, but I also compliment them when they deserve to be complimented. That's what this is all about. I don't have it in for the FDA. I don't have it in for the CDC. I'm just telling you the way it is, the way I see it. End of story. If they do something good, I'm going to put it on the record. So here it is. The FDA has now essentially endorsed the idea in a guidance document that is going to be released to doctors. They've endorsed the idea that pain management options that are taught to patients by doctors must include discussions of chiropractic care and acupuncture. And yeah, I know. It's almost like you can't believe that I just said what I said. The FDA could be endorsing chiropractic medicine and Chinese medicine, acupuncture. Why? Why would they do that? Well, let me explain. The drug industry is in a massive crisis because of the opioid epidemic. Opioid prescription painkillers are murdering everyone. Well, I don't know if murdering is the right word. They are killing people en masse. Huge numbers of people become addicted to opioids, and then they get killed by opioids, or their lives are destroyed by opioids, and they end up, you know, dependent on this class of chemicals. Now, by the way, you can go to opioids.news if you want to read up on all the breaking news on opioids, because we're covering it every day, and it's spelled O-P-I-O-I-D-S. It's kind of an oddly spelled thing. Opioids, just like it sounds, actually, opioids.news. Now, the FDA knows that the drug industry is losing massive credibility because of the opioid epidemic. They know that if more people keep dying from opioids, I mean, look, it's already surpassed the number of people killed by drunk driving. Did you know that? Remember Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD? I mean, they're still around, but they were huge back in the 1980s and the 1990s. Like, all these people are being killed by drunk drivers. And it's true, you know. Obviously, if you drink alcohol and drive on the roads, you're going to probably end up killing somebody and yourself. But opioids are now far worse than drunk driving in terms of the number of people harmed or killed every year. So it's almost like the pharmaceutical addiction problem is so bad that drunk driving is no longer even the primary concern, which makes MAD mad, because they want to be the number one issue. So when MAD is unhappy, nobody's happy, because the opioids are killing more people than alcohol. Except maybe the alcohol industry is happy about that. It's like, we're no longer killing more people on the road than everybody else. It's like the drug industry is doing it. So the FDA, which of course its primary focus is to protect the interests of the pharmaceutical industry. So even though I'm here complimenting the FDA for this decision, I will tell you on the record, most FDA bureaucrats are pharmaceutical prostitutes, just waiting to sell out America to the profit interests of the pharmaceutical companies. They're not recommending acupuncture and chiropractic care out of the goodness of their hearts and beautiful souls to help people with natural treatments that aren't toxic. No. That's not what the FDA is doing. They're trying to stop so many people from being killed by opioids that there's a massive crackdown against big pharma by Congress. That's what they're trying to do. Because if people keep dying in these huge numbers from all of these opioids, then, you know, sooner or later, there's going to be a crackdown on big pharma. And that's not going to serve the interests of the pharmaceutical prostitutes at the FDA, many of whom just can't wait to take a job with the drug companies that they claim to regulate so they can cash in, get a big retirement, you know, get millions of dollars in salaries and bonuses after having protected the drug industry for so many years. So the FDA is doing this for their own self-preservation. It just happens to coincide with things that you and I would consider to be good, which is chiropractic care and acupuncture, both of which are very safe, very affordable, very effective, and completely non-addictive, by the way. I mean, I don't think anybody's addicted to the chiropractor. I don't think anybody is addicted to acupuncture. I mean, I've undergone a lot of acupuncture and a lot of chiropractic care, and it's been nothing but totally positive. And I never felt like I had a chemical dependence and had to go back and get more. I don't think anybody's like an acupuncture junkie. I don't think that exists. Pretty sure it doesn't. If it did exist, the drug companies would be in the acupuncture business. Let's just put it that way. Congress would be in the acupuncture business. The CIA would be in the acupuncture business. If that was an addictive thing that could make money for nefarious groups, they would be in that business. You know, the Mexican drug cartels would be smuggling acupuncture needles across the border. But they aren't, because it's not addictive. It's natural. It relies on the body's response to the intervention of the needles. It's very therapeutic, and the scientific literature shows without any question that acupuncture works for pain management, pain treatment, especially for back pain. Acupuncture is highly effective against back pain, but also other kinds of pain, and it's not just the placebo effect. That's already been eliminated by the scientific studies. Acupuncture evokes a physiological response by the body that allows the body to treat its own pain. I bet you didn't know that. But you know, it's interesting. Like the vaccine industry, the way that they describe how vaccines work is, in their words, actually a natural process where, you know, they inject a weakened virus into your body, but that weakened virus doesn't create immunity. Your body then responds to the virus. Again, this is their explanation, not my explanation. But they say your body responds to the virus and then builds its immunity using your own natural process of, you know, a immunological enhancement. Well, acupuncture works in that kind of way, but in reality, it really allows your body to heal. It allows your body to respond and build a stronger response and have a better energetic response and increase blood flow, increase body awareness. It actually rewires, in a sense, the neurology between the mind and the body. Acupuncture is very, very powerful. It's why I think the U.S. Army is using it on the battlefield. It's called battlefield acupuncture, and it really works. So if you're dealing with pain, you know, physical pain, back pain, injury pain of any kind, I strongly recommend you do not get addicted to opioids. That's going to destroy your life and destroy your health. Instead, seek out alternatives, as the FDA is now looking to recommend as well. Go visit a chiropractor. Go visit an acupuncturist. Go visit someone skilled in Chinese medicine. You'll be much better off. Check out my podcast at healthrangerscience.com and read my website at naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.